My children are members, starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
It's becoming more and more dangerous to walk America's streets. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest on pedestrian fatalities.
Smartphones and SUVs are being blamed for pedestrian deaths climbing to their highest rates since 1990. A study out this morning from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says more than 6,200 pedestrians were killed in 2018, up from 4,100 in 2009. The report says a rise in SUV sales means pedestrians who are hit are more likely to die or suffer life-threatening injuries. And the report says people being distracted by their smartphones and not being focused on the road are another big factor.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee announced Friday morning that he's running for president, pledging to put the environment at the heart of his campaign for the Democratic nomination. In a video launching his campaign, Inslee says, "I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority." This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Motion Picture Association gave the movie Unplanned an R rating. Now, the movie deals with abortion, but the filmmakers fear the rating was motivated by politics. Ashley Brachter is a star in the movie, and she talks about the R rating.
I honestly kind of anticipated this because abortion is R-rated. And for the MPAA to give us that rating, we don't have nudity, we don't have sex, we don't have language. So the only thing that they could give us an R for is violence. So that means that they agree that abortion is a violent and disturbing act.
And regarding a PG-13 rating, Brachter tells Fox News,
"We were hoping for it. I mean, because we would like for teens to be able to go by themselves to the theater. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they can go in many states across the United States and have an abortion without parental consent as young as 13. But they can't go see this movie without parental consent."
NASCAR heads west to Las Vegas to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Many drivers are still unsure what to expect regarding the new rules package, since Daytona and Atlanta can be their own separate tracks and are anomalies on the NASCAR circuit. Last week's winner bragged Keselowski on how Las Vegas is completely different than Atlanta.
Atlanta is a very, I don't know how to put it, Atlanta is not like the other mountain halves in a lot of ways. You know, a lot of tire wear here. Super high speeds and banking, super high tire wear.
The race on Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway begins at 3:30 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Hello, everyone. It's Pat Gregory, broadcasting from beautiful Flemington, New Jersey. Friday, I'm feeling a little punky. It's a little past 11. We had snow this morning. Wasn't that big of a deal, but apparently tonight we're going to get more snow. I'm doing the weather actually right now because Steve is trying to log into FaceTime live, and then you can see our beautiful faces. Steve is still not sure if we'll be able to do it yet, but it has nothing to do with him, honestly. It's the system. It's just the system. So I got your back. So thanks for listening, folks. Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat is a show that we put on. We've put on almost for 4 years now. We're coming up that 4 year mark in March here. And we are happy to talk about DIY stuff, safety information, small repairs, maintenance, things that we do. And the hour usually just flies right by. So that's what our show is about. I'm not even going to talk about the weather today just because people know. They just look out the window and they knew it snowed today. It's supposed to snow tonight. Probably six inches or so expected tomorrow morning. And then Sunday is supposed to be another weather maker coming in for Monday morning, which means the kiddies may not be able to go to school, or at least some kind of a delay. That's all I need to say. Today's show is going to be about electricity. It's an electrifying show. Steve is... Are we up, Steve? Are you kidding? Wow, we're on Facebook Live. I'm going to take my glasses off. Thank you, Michelle, for assisting us with the technical difficulties. Number three.
We're back. Okay, folks. Hey, it's good to be with you. Welcome to Home Sweet Home. We're getting technologically astute, and we're going to sit here and talk about some fun topics today, like electricity. You covered the weather pretty good there, buddy, didn't you?
I guess so. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
That's great. Beautiful. Yeah.
So got two commercials to run here, and then we'll be straight back. We'll talk, get into this electrifying topic.
Electrifying indeed. No doubt about it, folks. Stand by for something that's going to get you juiced up.
I like that, too. Oh, look, the music's just about to finish. Let's let it go.
That's right. You are a true engineer.
I love this part.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, folks. Whoa, way too loud.
Yeah, really way too loud.
I think I should put my headphones down a little bit. All right. Thank you for listening, folks. It's Pat Gregory with Steve Bailey across from me. Steve's the premium home inspector here in Hunterdon County, and myself, I'm just a lonely handyman doing my job.
There he goes, undercutting what this guy does, folks. Let me tell you, Taskman Home Improvements really does put the professional in the handyman business, and I'm going to throw a plug here at my partner because he's gracious enough to do that for me. In the business and the world that we live in today, and we're going to talk about a subject like electricity today, while that may not be an area that he gets in deep, he can certainly talk to those things while he's fixing those things around your home. And home repairs today are more important than ever. I mean, maintaining our properties can be just a headache, or if you get organized with a contractor like Patrick, you can take a lot of pain out of that process. So think about Taskman Home Improvements when you're out there, folks.
Well, thank you for that plug.
My pleasure,
and same
sir.
Goes to you. If you are selling your home, and you want a pre-inspection inspection.
That's a great idea.
It's called a pre-inspection inspection.
That's okay. That's a good way to think about it.
So that you don't get caught with your pants down. As or, the realtor puts or, that sign up and
or
says,
anything else for that matter.
But Steve's a great guy. He'll help. He likes helping seniors out just for safety issues.
Huge favorite topic of mine. Yep.
He'll go out there and just make sure that you know the older generation are safe in their homes.
Right.
You know, and it's basic stuff.
Right.
Where they're stepping points. In the house, loose carpets, smoke detectors, lighting, things like that. Steve's a good guy for that.
Well, thank you, boss. That's what we do. That's what we do. Folks, we're going to jump right into the topic of the day. We're going to go electric on you.
Yeah, and we're going to talk. We're going to run the gamut from basic wiring and 101.
Right.
And then we'll talk about maybe, you know, the difference between you as a homeowner attempting to fix something that's electric.
Huge.
And know when to throw in the towel and say, hey, I need a professional. I need an electrician to come in and do this because I don't want to hurt myself. Because it's all about safety.
Boy, I'll tell you, I it's one of the things, and you hear me going, I, because I have so much thought around this, and you said it perfectly. Electricity is such a service and such a function of, we take
our
it so
society.
Much for granted.
Yeah,
we're just, if you turn off the lights,
we're goners.
We're done, man. You know, next day we're going to wake up and be in panic mode. Well, we're going to be in panic mode that night. But to the extent that electricity is not available and it's become such a mainstay, we've gotten very creative technologically in creating it in different avenues. Not only do we use the old typical fossil fuels and of course, natural gas. We have nuclear power, obviously. Now we're really getting smart using wind and solar and hydroelectric. I mean, hydroelectric's been around a long time, but the bottom line is we understand the value of electricity. And if you graduate that right up into your home, now you really need to know it's just people living and benefiting from electricity, some basics. And that's where we'll hit the one-on-one stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So tell them about your phone. Speaking of electricity, folks,
it's a sad day for me because unfortunately I can be a little too efficient sometimes, Steve, and I take the bull by the horns a lot when I get home after work, and if I see laundry that needs to be done, I'll throw it in the washing machine because it's simple and it just keeps us on track as a family so that we don't end up bogged down with 10 loads of laundry on the weekend, right?
I got you.
So I get home last night, and and I strip off my work clothes, and I throw them in the washing machine along with a whole bunch of other stuff. And about an hour later, I receive a phone call. Actually, my daughter receives a phone call from my wife, and she's asking why I keep on trying to phone her, and I'm not. When she answers the phone, there's nothing
going on.
Or she hears weird muffling sounds.
Exactly.
So my daughter looks at me and goes, did you try calling mom? I'm like, no, I haven't talked to mom all day. And I'm like, I don't even have my phone. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? And now it's like panic mode.
Yeah.
Like we go from like 0 to 60.
Yeah.
Where the heck is my phone?
Well, I wish I had a dime for every time I said that.
Yeah. Well, my phone was in the washing machine.
There you go, buddy.
Yeah.
That's tough on the electric.
It went right through the whole cycle, 28 minutes on express wash, cold cycle. So ran up there.
But that phone is clean, baby.
It's the cleanest phone around, that's for sure, because it was a little, you know.
So what do you do about that? I mean, you've got your phone. You've figured, oh, I've done the dunk on this thing. Now what do I do?
Took it out of the water and ran downstairs, paper towel, dried it off.
Of course.
Took the case. I have an OtterBox on it, so I took the
case.
Well,
that might have been helpful.
Well, you know what? The screen's still working because sure enough, it was dialing my wife.
Wow.
It was still on.
Wow.
So I actually powered it down. That was the first.
They say that's what you should do.
Well, just by instinct, I did that. But then I went onto the computer and I did some Googling searches and started finding out what should be done. And really, if you can disassemble the phone to get to the water, that's the greatest thing. But you know, the iPhone I have, you can't do any of that because if you have the right tool, which is really hard because it's a very miniature screwdriver.
Sure.
you void the warranty. Oh, not boy. That I probably have a warranty anyway.
Yeah, not after doing the dunk, you probably don't.
So so the next best thing is to throw it in a bunch of rice.
How about that?
And try what you called the wicking effect. Basically, yeah. The rice will pull water out of the circuitry, I'm hoping. That's the hope, at least. Yeah. And don't even attempt to turn it on for at least 48 hours. That's what most of the websites say. So
don't touch it. Leave it alone.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing.
So you've got to feel like you're lost right now.
I feel naked. I feel like I'm a step behind everyone right now. Because
can't communicate.
Well, I have my iPad. And so it's almost as good, and I actually downloaded Skype, so I can make calls off of my iPad.
Very nice.
But I can't receive phone calls. So every 2 or 3 hours...
You're checking your messages.
I have to check my messages.
See what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how quickly we become accustomed to and take for granted these problems. So when these things happen, it just makes
it
a step back.
It just knocks you off, just like game. Electricity, what we're about to talk about. Yeah.
And we're about to get into that, but let's take a break first so we can set it up properly. But I just wanted to get that story out so people understand electricity can work. Okay. And
thank you. It was nice to get it off my chest.
I'm glad.
The rest of the day will be much better.
Good.
Now that I've
And by the way, you're one of 7 million that have done that.
7 million?
Oh, I doubt that it's that low. I'll bet many of us have done many of the same.
I just dread going to the Verizon. I dread going to the Verizon store to begin with, but I dread mostly going to the Verizon store because now I have to actually admit that I washed my phone and they're going to laugh at me.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it.
Well, no, they aren't. They're going to smile and they're going to say, now, can we upgrade you to this next beautiful phone?
That's it. Like, cha-ching, you know.
They're going to love you walking through that door,
that's
brother.
Why they're laughing at me.
Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to be a little more of Home Sweet Home. We're going to electrify you. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is perfect electric music.
That's so true.
Electrical guitar, and it's got the pulse of electricity.
Let's see, that heartbeat, that's the heart of rock and roll. But
that's the heart of rock and roll.
If you get electrocuted, Steve, that heartbeat can go away very quickly.
Yes, yes, yes. Folks, in fact, we're going to talk about that here a little bit. You know, I'd like to start off our electric segment talking to the kids out there, all our kid listeners. That means 40 and below. Okay.
Nice.
All right. So that's you kids out there, 40 years of age and younger. I want you to pay particular attention here. I want to kick off a couple of top 10 items, and you could certainly take this in different directions, but I want to share with you some things that we don't even think about. Now, and I am guilty of every one of these at one time or another in my life, and probably recently one or two of them.
Okay.
First of all,
I want to hear what you say.
Don't plug a bunch of stuff into one outlet or extension cord.
I think everyone does that.
Everybody does that. Especially, I've done that.
Especially now with all our electric gadgets.
And these surge suppressors that are, 15 plugs long.
Yep.
Things like that. Folks, you really need to go by manufacturer's recommendations. If you get a surge suppressor, I know they accommodate a lot of electrical outlets. Please don't double up on those outlets by putting an expander on it or anything like that. They're built for a particular amount of electrical devices. And, of course, it gets a little dicey when you start getting a large amperage pull on one of those devices. If you have, a room heater, an electric room heater, and you put it on a surge suppressor, don't be surprised if it kicks it. In other words, kicks that circuit breaker because it's pulling a lot of juice through that surge suppressor.
Okay.
So that's number one. Two, listen, you 40-year-olders and younger, ask somebody older, grown-ups, to put safety caps on all the unused electrical outlets.
Okay. Well, I take offense to that a little.
You do?
Bit. Yes.
Well, you're over 40. Why are you getting upset about that, buddy?
Well, as a parent, we decided we weren't going to, baby-proof the whole house.
Okay. And that was one of the things you weren't going to do?
And you know what? Thinking about it, we probably did it. But, I remember.
John, we didn't do
up
it.
As, no,
we didn't
you
do
found
it.
Out the hard way.
We found out the hard way.
Yeah.
Well, my youngest son, frankly, would poke and hope anything. if he had something in his hand.
But he only did it once.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It worked like a champ, too. And thank God I was there when he did it.
Did his score, his SAT score suffer because of that?
No, it actually went up.
So, I don't know. Maybe
yeah, there might have been a side benefit there. But, long story short is I never saw a little boy's eyes open so wide in my life. I was like, what was that?
You happened to be surveying the situation.
Christmas,
you knew
Christmas
it was going to happen.
He got away from me, he had one of his toys in him. What he did is he had, believe it or not, a piece of aluminum foil. It wasn't even foil, like an aluminum wrapper part.
And bubble gum wrapper.
Yeah,
maybe?
And it was stuck to his hand as he was plugging something in.
Ooh.
So it went in with the plug.
Oh,
he
so
wasn't
he
doing
didn't
anything
do
wrong.
It on purpose.
He didn't do it on purpose.
Oh, okay.
But what a lesson. Good lesson. So anyway, that's something to think about, folks. I know the cover caps, I'll tell you, as a home inspector, it's a pain in the neck. And home inspectors actually have a legal right to say, you covered this stuff up, I'm not uncovering it. So know that, folks. If you have a home inspector in your house and you've got a lot of caps on these houses, they may sample some, but they're not obligated to uncover those plugs. For two reasons. A, it has to be reasonably accessible, and frankly, I think it is. You should be able to pop those caps off fairly easily. Mm-hmm. But they have the right to say, no, there's just too many of them. And then on the other side of that thought, is that the standards of practice say, if there's something covered or closed, there could be a reason behind it. And I have found out that people find, instead of taking an electrician and fixing an outlet, they'll put these cover caps on them to remind them not to try to use it because they're getting a funny smell or an arcing sound. And that's basically loose wiring often.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, not to go any further, just electrical outlets are not, covers are not a bad, especially for infants and crawlers. That's always a good idea. Number three, don't yank an electrical cord from the wall. How many times have I done that?
Hey, how many times you're vacuuming and the vacuum, you end up at the end of the cord? Yeah.
Give it a jerk.
And you see, especially if you actually...
On an angle.
Yeah, on the angle. And you bend those two prongs.
Yep.
And you see the electricity fly out.
Yeah, it'll arc.
Oh, yeah, it'll arc.
And not only that, you've loosened your outlet.
Yes.
For the next time around.
Yeah.
If not, juggled up some wires. So, folks, don't yank those electrical cords. Do make sure all electrical cords are tucked away neat and tidy. How many times have you and I picked up a carpet, an area carpet in a room, to find an extension cord going from one corner of the room to the other?
Bad idea.
Yeah. It's just a bad idea. You wear out those insulations, you start a fire. Do ask grown-ups for help. So you 40-year-olds, you're looking for somebody older.
Okay.
When you need to use something that uses electricity. And basically what that really means is in our children, and I mean that sincerely, instruct your kids, look, if you're going to go do something, and you're going to plug your phone in or you're going to plug, obviously as we come out into double digits, I'll call it, 10, 15 years old. Kids have got this knocked. In fact, kids have this knocked by the time they're four,
mm-hmm.
nine times out of ten. So be sure as parents and adults that if there are young children around, this really pertains to them, that they know how to do it properly. Yeah. How do I plug things in properly? And I know it sounds basic, but it really is. It's really kind of a simple thing. Know that this is an unusual one. Don't ever climb the fence around an electrical substation. How many times would you do that?
Whoa.
Where did that come from? I don't know. That's on the top 10 list for kids. Well, if you're near a substation, folks, I hope your parents or somebody's told you what that is.
Yeah.
But I will say there are underground, what I call junction cabinets that you'll find in different communities.
True.
And around telephone poles.
Yeah, they're usually these big green block boxes,
right.
I have, you know, in our community.
Beautiful.
Because everything's underground.
They're usually locked down and locked away. I've seen teenagers bust those things open.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't do that. There's too much juice coming through there. Don't bother. And of course, it's interesting. What they have here is a couple recommendations. Remind your mom and dad, kids, to watch out for power lines, like you should. In other words, we have had some very significant weather conditions going on. You're seeing it on the news all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Our latest windstorm knocked some 800, 900 people out in Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
So you have... You're driving down the road, and the one thing I can tell you as an old volunteer fireman, that electrical fire is instantaneous. As soon as that hot leg wire drops off a pole and comes into something combustible
mm-hmm.
and is grounding, it's like a bonfire. It's
yeah.
ba-boom, and we're yeah. up and running. So just be aware of overhead electrical wires. And, of course, keep your electrical stuff far away from water. If you've got a kitchen sink, we have GFCIs, things like that. But I know in our garages, in our workshops, in our basements, you know, we'll have buckets of, you know, may have a bucket of water, we're cleaning a paintbrush, and next thing you know, we're cleaning it out or whipping it out, and next thing we hit an electrical outlet, and we can't understand why things are starting to spark. There are things that, you know, that can happen. So, and the last but not least, I thought was kind of cute, and of course, it's a Benjamin Franklin moment. Don't fly your kites near power lines. Don't do it. Don't do it. So we'll start off with the safety of the kids stuff and end with Ben Franklin, but let's get into some electrical 101.
That was a good list.
Was that a good list?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
It was good fun to start off with. So where do you go when you come to electrical issues, my friend? Where do you start in your thinking process?
Let's call this part of the segment Electricity 101. And just like every system in your house, if you... are not very familiar and are not very handy. And you know, I come across a lot of people that are handy. But
well,
it doesn't mean yeah. that you're not going to be, even if you can't be handy, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be educated on it. And what I mean by that is that you know what electricity is. You know how it works in your house. You flick a switch and it turns on. You know, you plug something in and it turns on.
Sure does.
But where's your panel? Where is your breaker panel? Where's the main shutoff? So that if something, you know, goes awry, you see smoke or, you know, you're starting to, there's that very specific smell of an electrical fire.
Sure is.
That you can safely run either to the basement, to the garage, and know which breaker to turn off. That's basic 101.
That's
okay?
Beautiful.
And it's not that I'm telling you to get behind that panel. I never suggest that. And, you know, you could talk a little bit more about
yeah.
that.
No, I was just going to say, don't let anybody but electricians and inspectors do that.
Yeah.
You don't belong there.
Yeah. But, you know, when you do find your panel, which is either downstairs or usually in the garage, and sometimes you can have a sub panel. Maybe if you had an addition put on your house, they had to run more wires to a different wing, a different side of the house, and then they put a sub panel there also. So you got to be aware of different places where you could end up having to turn off the electricity using breakers.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about breakers as opposed to the old
Fuses,
yeah, mm-hmm. fuse box.
There's
probably
a couple of different names.
Have.
There's bar fuses. There's Edison fuses. You're going to hear it. Just know the difference.
Glass ones,
right,
the
glass
that, that screw in.
Couldn't set it better.
And I don't even know if anyone remembers that, but
I see them often.
They're still
out there.
Yeah,
they are with God's grace going away, okay. And I mean that sincerely. There's so many things that could be modified with an old fuse panel system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can remember my growing up in my hometown in an old farmhouse that had nothing but fuses, And we'd blow a fuse, and Dad'd give me a penny, and he'd say, go down and unscrew that black fuse and then stick that penny in there and screw that back in.
Ah.
And I did. I'll bet I did that a half a dozen times. Mm-hmm. And of course, the first or second few times, I got a little zing out of it. And Dad said, don't touch things metal while you're doing it. Mm-hmm. I said, Dad, but I got to put the penny in there. He said, I know. He said, just be careful. You know, crack you up. I mean, if I were ever to recommend that to my sons today, I'd be hauled away to jail.
Yeah.
You know, child, of course, I couldn't find a fuse panel if I wanted to. But
so one thing that I recognize very frequently is that usually the electrical panel has on the back of the door a grid, basically columns and rows,
right,
with the numbers of each of the breakers. And there should be actually written in there a description of what the circuit controls.
The optimal word should.
It never
is.
It never is. Yeah, unfortunately. And what I would rarely
is.
What I suggest to our listeners is that you make this a project.
Nice.
And what you do is you need two people, basically, to do it.
You're my hero today, buddy.
And, and so someone is downstairs with the flashlight and a nice pen.
Right.
And if the thing is already jumbled up and there's too much stuff there, then go to your printer, go to your word processor, and build yourself some columns and rows. Yeah. Put the numbers of the breakers in there.
Nice.
And tape it up.
Very
and
nice.
Then your spouse, your friend, whoever it is, right, either get your telephones, your cell phones, and start talking to each other.
Yeah.
And have that person go around the house while you start turning off breakers one at a time.
That's great.
And figure out what's on and what's off. And if you need to get a radio to plug in or maybe a light or something,
do it.
Do that just to figure out what you're dealing with. Did the kitchen lights go out? Did the receptacles in the living room go out?
Yeah.
You know, those are all different circuits.
Yes, indeed.
Start then documenting them, you know, categorizing them. And in that way, the next time you have an issue,
I really
you
want
have
music
to
playing in the
power.
Background. You're saying such good stuff. There should be a chorus going in the background. This is perfect.
And while you're actually turning, like the person that's downstairs actually doing the documentation, as you are flicking the switches,
right,
you should be paying attention to how easy it is
and how it feels.
Yeah, there's a feel to it.
There is a feel.
There's a click. There's a
distinctive movement.
Yes, there is. Yeah. And if that is, if it's soft, if it's not good, clicking correctly, it means that breaker is probably wearing out.
Amen.
And they're not expensive to replace. No. And if
do an electrician on that one.
Well, let's
don't.
Okay.
Come on, man. Stay with me on this.
There are some curious people that would decide that they can do it themselves.
Oh, I would. No, man.
And for the sake of this show, we would say, don't do it.
Thank you. Now that
get an electrician.
Yeah, now that we've got the disclaimer out of the way, for those that might do it.
just be careful.
Well, there's a couple ways to think about that. The answer is you need to go after, frankly, if you're wise, you shut the main down. You shut the house down.
Yeah.
And change your breaker.
Because well, obviously you would do that.
Well, I will go on and risk to say that I have done it the other way, and I won't describe what that was because it was stupid. I got away with it, but I've been around electric a long time. So, anyway.
Okay.
I'll shut up right there. No bad press on that. Tony Maglio right now, Maglio Electric's over there saying, Bailey, you better shut your mouth right now.
Yeah, so we've got to get him on the show one
yes,
day.
Sir.
But in any case, while we're talking about boxes themselves, and you're talking about Maglio a little bit, do you recall the name of the box? Federal Pacific. Okay. Why don't you say something about that?
Well, you know, folks, Patrick's really focused on something we just simply don't think about, and that's our main electrical panel. And you heard him discuss beautifully fuses. You could have fuses in your basement or wherever your main panel is, and you could have circuit breakers. And most likely today we have circuit breakers. And over the generations and iterations of electrical systems, we have all kinds of manufacturers out there that have done their own thing. I mean, they've designed their own circuit breakers, and of course, there's certain specifications they have to satisfy because we have electrical standards out there that they have to accommodate. But you can do that a number of different ways technologically.
Yeah, it's like buying a pair of running shoes.
Sure.
Either you're going to get Adidas, Nike.
Right.
Yeah.
One's got a big arch. One's got no arch.
New Balance. Yeah. So how many? Four or five major brands out there?
That's a great comparison.
Square D.
Yep. You have Square D. You have Cutler Hammer. You have Siemens. You have General Electric. And then, of course, there's this bad guy out there called Federal Pacific.
Okay.
So Federal Pacific is this brand. And while not all Federal Pacific panels, and by the way, they're no longer made. They went out of business for this reason, is that they created a very unique circuit breaker they call Pushmatic. And then, of course, they had a couple of brands associated or models associated with that that essentially would not trip. That's really what it boils down to. I could get into all the details.
It defeats the purpose.
It defeats
completely.
The purpose. And right. It would overheat and cause a fire. And it has burned many people, many a house down, and certainly some people I know. So if you have a Federal Pacific panel, look at it.
Well, that's the reason. You're down there.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Look at that brand. And if especially if – and it's an older panel. Trust me. It's not anything new. It's an old panel. And then if it's got that brand –
you
have
say
an electrician,
old, like 50s, 60s, 70s?
Yeah, 1950s, 1960s is the decades that they were out there. I don't know exactly when they came into play.
Yeah.
But I know by the 70s they were – and even into the 70s, they might have been playing up to that point, but they had switched gears, tried to get out of trouble, certainly had fixed some of their panels. But frankly, I trust none of them because I just don't know what I'm looking at sometimes.
Yeah. Now, do you see a lot of them?
I have seen over my 15 years of full-time work probably a dozen.
Yeah, that's still a lot.
Dozen to 15.
Wow.
Yeah. I see them. In fact, I've seen several here in the Flemington area.
Okay.
I've seen many in the older row homes in urban communities like Allentown, Easton, Somerville areas where I'll walk in and I'll see a basic 100-amp panel, and it's a Fed Pacific.
Yeah.
Because those
don't have – there's no, like, whole house air conditioner.
No.
On those
not typically. You know. And what's scary is when an electrician has come in, and whether it was before the understanding of these panels or not – is when they've pulled a sub-panel off that to add air conditioning off of Fed Pacific. Now I've got not only a main that's probably not going to work, my sub-panel is now carrying the weight load of it better kick or we're in trouble, whatever new device is.
Sure,
but
sure.
We won't. Let's not go down that road. Yeah. Just know that brand, Federal Pacific. If you got one, have an electrician come and check it out for you. That's a cautionary tale.
We covered that pretty well with the main panel. So, you know, let's continue real quick on the 101, and then we probably have something else we want to talk about.
But that's where the electric comes into your home.
That's it. That's where it comes in.
Breaks out from there and goes everywhere.
I've had water pouring out of my box because up on the roof, so I had overhead wires, what they call the horn, which is where the wire comes in and comes down a conduit into the outside meter.
Yep, service wire.
Yeah, there was water getting in there, and it was just funneling down right into the meter. And then from the meter, it came right into the house, into the box, and everything was soaking wet.
Well, it's interesting.
That was scary.
And it is very. If there's any water near your electrical panel, do not ever step in water and address your panel.
Yeah.
Never do that.
Right.
The answer is get rid of the water first, unless you have an electrical emergency. And by the way, still don't do it. Have an electrician come in and let them, they're artists at getting at panels and doing what they have to do.
Right. And that goes for if you flood your basement.
Absolutely. Do not touch your panel.
Because chances are good, you know, say you have a finished basement and your electrical outlets are about 18 inches off the floor.
Sure.
So if you got 2 feet of water down there.
They've already tripped or they haven't, so don't touch them.
That's it. And it just the act of walking down into the water to get to your panel.
It'd be electrifying.
Yeah. Is an electrifying situation.
It's electric. It's electric.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's really the panel conversation. Mm-hmm. It's well worth. Know that it's the center of your incoming electric. And we're going to kind of move real quickly into the things that we're just kind of touches on what the kid safety issues were at the beginning, but where you now are going to most actively be involved with your electric.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking the switches. The switches that turn on and off in your home, kitchen, and all that.
They're getting sophisticated, man.
They are. But, I mean, you have the toggle switches. You have the rocker panel ones, which is kind of a flat panel thing. Right. You have ones that now have all kinds of really cool dimmer situations on it.
Right.
Some are just touch, and it goes up and it comes down. It's got little buttons on, little LED lights on it. All those are wear and tear items that will eventually fail on you.
Yes.
And when they start to fail, you'll see flickering. The lights are flickering.
Right.
You know, if you have like the toggle, which is your basic up and down one, right, you know, you'll feel as you're trying to turn on. Usually when you flick it up, it's on.
Sure.
There's an in-between, and it, and you hear maybe a bzz, 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 or you know, you'll get all kinds of weird situations.
Sure.
And that, you don't want that to...
Fix it.
Yes.
Right? That's fix where you're going, right?
Fix it.
Fix it. Because you and I know, my friend, we have seen so many times in our careers that it says, you know, you leave that switch out there, it will cause a fire. Mm-hmm. I promise you, some point in time, that darn thing will get hot. And I've seen black scorch plugs and switches in particular, especially in the dimmer world. We have dimmer world conditions where the dimmers can get very hot to touch.
Yeah.
There's only a certain temperature tolerance that that should be. I mean, you know, people say, well, you know, it's the resistance. Yeah, yeah, I get it. But if it's too hot to touch or if it's very hot, I'm sorry, that dimmer's got to go.
And when you're talking about that, you're just talking about touching the plate.
Right. Exactly. I'm not talking anything else but the
plate. It's a plastic plate or a metal plate. Right. And if you feel a certain amount of heat that you feel is not comfortable.
Right. There's a problem.
It's a problem. Yeah.
There's a problem. So,
and now, you know, when we have all these, we have several different light possibilities, you know, light bulbs that I'm talking about. Like, so CFLs, you got the LEDs, you got the, you still have incandescents.
Yep.
That is playing into the fact that, you know, the light switches that you have in your house may affect what's going on with the light bulb that you just changed.
You betcha.
So they may not be compatible.
Right.
So you have to also be aware of that situation too.
Yep. Yep. It's really important, folks. Know your switches, your outlets. We were talking about at the beginning of the show, you know, make sure you're plugging things in properly. If you we'll get into after the break, two-prong outlets versus three-prong outlets.
Oh, you want to do that?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's worth talking about because it's the everyday electric 101 that we interface with, and that's really where we are. So,
all right. You want to take a break?
Let's take a break, and we'll hit those things on the back end of the show, and we're going to be talking more 101.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Where do you think it all comes from, this powerful
electricity?
Through high wires to here it comes, they're bringing the
electricity.
Every building must be wired to use it to
electricity.
Schoolhouse Rock, remember that show?
Remember that, was a great show. Folks, welcome back to Home Sweet Home. You're listening to Patrick Gregory with Taskman Home Improvements. I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspections. And we've been hanging out here together. We're an award-winning broadcast here at the Chamber of Commerce.
You're tooting your own horn
man. And as you all have listened to over the years, we just can't seem to stop talking about what we talk about. So we're going to continue with talking about electricity 101.
Electricity.
And you know what's interesting about it?
What's the tip of the day?
Well, the tip of the day is, you know, a lot of folks in older homes will find that they have two-prong outlets. And, of course, today's standard is a three-prong outlet. That means you have a live leg, you have a neutral leg, and then you have a ground leg. And, of course, we go out in certain appliances and certain chargers and things like that have a three-prong plug. Well, you know, back in the old days, and I will say that graciously because that would apply to me. you know, we wouldn't think twice of taking a pair of nippers and whacking off that ground plug, that round post at the top of the three prong plug, so we could just jam our
three prong
into the two prong outlet. Right. Never do that, folks. And frankly, there are adapters, which you can, what they call a reducer, and it takes and it neutralizes the ground. But you have to know that that's not encouraged or supported as a long-term solution for anything. Mm-hmm. And it should be monitored, any type of interface, that where you're taking the ground wire or don't have an accommodation for a ground wire, and you reduce it by these things you can buy and big box stores and Walmarts and places like that, to properly plug in a three-prong into a two-prong outlet. It also indicates, too, that the wiring in your house is getting older. And, of course, if I asked any electrician how long does wiring last, none of them could give me a definitive answer because they don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
So long story short, that's the tip. Don't take your three-prong plugs and clip off the ground plug. If you have to use it, use a reducer, only monitor that plug in use, whatever the appliance is, and then unplug it if you're not going to be in that room.
Yeah.
That'd be my recommendation.
And, I mean, if you had to add a little bit more to that, too, you know how some people will put a refrigerator in the garage.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, there might only be one receptacle, one plug on the other side of the room.
Right.
So they take an extension cord.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
And they run 20 or 30-foot extension cord to the plug. Mm-hmm. And what generally happens, folks, is that depending on how the gauge wiring of your extension cord, you could start to warm up that wire.
Oh, it'll get warm.
And that's not a good thing.
I've seen the interface with the extension cord and the refrigerator plug.
Melt. Yeah.
And it's just startling to know that those things can happen. It's quite frankly surprising it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah.
It just shows you there's some tolerance built into our systems.
I think by the time a refrigerator ends up in the garage, it's because it's the second or third hand-me-down kind of thing.
Right.
And what ends up happening is the compressor breaks.
Right.
And it's just because of the tolerance in that wire is just not feeding the right amount of amperage to the compressor. So the compressor is wearing out even faster because of that.
Yep.
And I think people just attribute it to the fact that it was old anyway.
Well, and it's you bring up a very valid point. Not only that, older appliances don't have the energy efficiency that our new appliances do.
Certainly.
And they draw a lot more electricity. So they're kind of a double whammy working against you. While you're out there, you've got a long string of electricity you're trying to draw on a hungry compressor that wants electricity.
That's it. So you're really, that beer that you're trying to keep cold is really... really costing you a lot more.
Yeah, it is.
You may as well just go to the bar and pay $5 a beer.
Yeah. But I like that. I like the way you're talking about
it. I never thought it a good idea, really, to have a refrigerator in the garage to begin with, because it gets very hot in the summertime in there, so the compressor's working overtime. And in the wintertime, it's the opposite. It's freezing cold, so the compressor's got to work hard to keep it
At a temperature.
Yeah.
It's interesting, folks. So that's, you think about electric, and frankly, let me step back. We don't think about electric. That's the issue. It's just too easy.
It's part of our lives.
It's part of our lives.
It's
like
air.
It is.
It's the air that we breathe.
Yeah, it's the juice that we have.
Yeah.
So let's get back to you. You brought up a very valid point I want to touch back on. That's light bulbs. You're talking about CFLs, LEDs, incandescent, fluorescent,
halogen.
Oh my gosh, you got tons of them out there, folks. Make sure that you are applying the right light bulb solution to what you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
And there's two that I'm going to go poo-poo on, and that's CFLs and fluorescent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a fan of those anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless an appliance, a manufacturer says it is designed for one of those devices, one of those types. In fact, I'd be inclined to change the appliance. Meaning the fixture.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that they, given LED and even incandescent at this point, I'm getting so comfortable with LED being so much more safe and it doesn't get hot. But I've always been used to incandescent, so uncomfortable, and certainly with fluorescent. Yeah. CFL, I've never been a fan. Have you been a fan of CFL?
Well, no. When I found out that, the powder, the white powder, that if you break one of those lamps and you see the powder on the floor or whatever, it is mercury.
It's powdered mercury.
And, you have to dispose of that carefully.
Right.
And the SOP on that apparently is just basically don't use a vacuum because
you're just blowing it all over the house.
No, if you suck it up, then you've contaminated your whole vacuum.
Right.
And like you said, every time you turn on your vacuum,
it's going to push out a belch or something.
Yeah, is exhausting out mercury throughout your house.
Right.
So you're trying to contain it right there at the breaking point.
Right.
And really, you're supposed to sweep it up, put it into a glass container with a lid, and then just put it in the trash, believe it or not. I mean, I don't like the idea of mercury going in the trash, but that's what we're doing with every light bulb and CFL bulb that we throw out anyway.
And it goes in a landfill.
Not good.
Hey, folks, let's jump on to the idea of what I do in an inspection and what Patrick Crowley gets asked to do many times. One of the principal walkthroughs areas that I do, in fact, it's kind of the cornerstone of what I do, is check every light switch that I can get access to, every outlet with a test device. That tells me that the right polarity is coming to that light bulb.
Okay.
And then a test device that would also check GFCIs. And they're the plugs or receptacles that have two buttons, typically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're it's like a mini circuit breaker built right there in the plug that's there to help you and keep you safe from getting shocked when your hands are wet or things like that. So don't be afraid to go out and buy that $5 test device in a Home Depot. And go around your home and check your outlets.
Mm-hmm. You can't break anything.
You can't break anything. And not only that, you're going to be surprised on what you find, because you're going to find sometimes you'll wiggle a receptacle and feel loose. That should be fixed. Sometimes you'll find a GFI that won't trip.
Right.
It might trip with the manual trip on the plug, but the external device won't trip it. That's a failed GFI.
Mm-hmm.
So go around, check those. Turn your light switches on and off. You're going to feel this funny, spongy, very quick-moving light switch sometimes when you know it's getting to the end of its service life. There's no resistance. You just kind of tap it. I've run into light switches I've hit, and they've fallen closed again.
Yeah. There's
no resistance.
Yeah, there's no the spring broke in there or whatever it is.
That's a basic thing that you can do around your own home, and it's electric 101.
And I would suggest to our homeowners, if you're going to pay to bring an electrician in, then try to combine as many little issues as possible. Don't.
You're going to pay for them to come out there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go too long without, replacing a GFI and all that. So, if you have to do it and that's the only thing they're going to do, that's fine. But if you have other issues or you find other issues, try to get that all together and pay once, economies of scale kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
And, we're talking about outdoor fixtures, too. Some of these outdoor fixtures have to be properly installed to the side of your house and perhaps also caulked in place
for
to seal water out.
You bet.
Because water will get in wherever it has. It can get in, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, there's several codes out there, and our professional electricians will tell you what you need to have. And many homes are not up to code. And I know that sounds like a strange statement, but it's not. We go through generations of safety understandings and different equipment hitting the marketplace. And the long and short of it is, unless your house is brand spanking new, there's a very good chance that you may not have a GFI-protected plug in the garage, or maybe 6 feet from your kitchen sink, one of the plugs, because generationally we got smarter about how to make things more safe. Mm-hmm. So know that you going through there and just kind of checking things and making common sense decisions and even consulting with your electrician is a great idea.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. So, hey, we're getting towards the end of our show here, folks, at Home Sweet Home. You got a sound bite you want to share with everybody before we bail out?
I'm pretty excited because next week, the 8th, we're actually going to have visitors in, and we're going to talk about radon.
Radon gas,
the effects of what could happen if you don't pay attention to radon gas in your homes. And all basically, we'll talk about what it is and why it's so dangerous.
Great idea.
Yeah,
great idea.
And we have some great guests that are going to come on. They're experts in that field, and we look forward really to talking with them.
Yeah, I got a lot to say about that, and I'm sure that's going to be a fun conversation, folks. So stand by. Home Sweet Home is going to sign off here. We're going to actually beat the punch, automatic punch in the nose, and wish you all a great weekend. Be safe, be comfortable, and watch out. Electricity's out there.
Take care, folks.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a promise to the CPAC crowd near Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
Investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what led to a shooting at a West Palm Beach VA hospital. Former VA employee and current patient Elisa Darcy tells WPTV she's had concerns about the hospital and safety for a long time.
I think security measures need to be implemented. I think more mental health staff needs to be provided after hours.
A 59-year-old double amputee vet is accused of opening fire at the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
You can add another Democrat to the 2020 White House field. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This is our moment. Washington State's Democratic Governor Jay Inslee, now jumping into the 2020 race, announcing on Friday morning in a YouTube video.
I'm Jay Inslee, and I'm running for president because I'm the only candidate who will make defeating climate change our nation's number one priority. We can do this. Join our movement.
The 68-year-old Inslee has represented Washington State in Congress for over 20 years before he was elected governor in 2012.
There's an open letter in the New York Times today urging Amazon to give the Big Apple another chance. A group of lawmakers, union leaders, and CEOs, including the heads of MasterCard and Goldman Sachs, are asking Jeff Bezos to reconsider his company decision to abandon plans to build a second headquarters in Long Island City. The Amazon CEO pulled the plug 2 weeks ago following organized pushback by some of the local officials and residents. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.